This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the list of things most iconically American, somewhere near the top, will be the tall crown and wide brim of the Stetson hat, named for founder John B. Stetson some 150 years ago. It's a symbol of Western pride, American entrepreneurialism, and in no small measure, personal style. John Wayne to Garth Brooks. Stetson Worldwide, as the company is now known, though, is not the Stetson of old, whose plant in Philadelphia was in its day the biggest hat factory in the world. Today, a plant in Garland, Texas, does the making of Stetsons. The staff at a showroom in Manhattan's Fashion District does the marketing and branding. And running it all since 2012 is CEO Izumi Kajimoto, who spent a 27-year career in fashion at places like Calvin Klein and Donna Karan. So, when we visited a couple of weeks ago, I got right to the hats as fashion question.
There's a great quote from you somewhere in the literature that I was reading. Mm-hmm. You think American men are I'm paraphrasing, are afraid to look silly wearing hats or something like that.
Yeah.
We're fashion
yeah.
chickens, right?
I've been doing this for a while, and relatively speaking, I think American men tend to be conservative compared to more fashion conscious or just the average European and Asian man, but that's part of the challenge. And I think hats are a further challenge to that circumstance because it's on your head.
Yeah,
it is on your head,
and you're walking around with it. And
uh-huh.
If it doesn't look great, if you haven't got the right head on the right hat, or the right hat on the right head.
Yeah. Well, it's more than the head; it's the face. You know, a hat.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the hat covers your head, but it surrounds your face, and it's as such, it really is the most intimate article on your person.
Is it okay with you that if I said Stetson to 10 people out there, they would say, oh yeah, big Western cowboy hats?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's reality, and that's what creates our jobs. The Western hat has saved this company's butt more than once. For the first time in its establishment and creation, because it is the Western hat that caused John B. Stetson to be successful. Rather than be, lose competitively to all the dress hat makers of the time, he created a new hat.
Do you guys have, is Christmas a busy time for you? Spring?
Yes,
what's
yes.
the hat season?
Holidays, very,
really?
Very
People like
very
give
important.
Hats for Christmas?
Yeah.
For
yeah,
holidays?
Yeah. It's interesting. That kind of tugs at my business mind a bit because hats are extremely intimate and personal. Extremely.
Mm-hmm.
And even for this, self-conscious, conservative American man, just because your wife or girlfriend tells you you look great in something.
Oh, yeah, no, forget it. No chance.
Yeah, you might be okay in her presence. You might be okay to walk out of the house.
Maybe.
But, the second your buddy says,
what are you doing? Right,
yeah,
that's exactly
that
it.
Yeah,
that's exactly
yeah.
it.
So it's extremely personal. And, I treasure the holidays, which is a big uptick in sales for sure, and we know that a lot of it is from gifting. What's more important to me is creating a repeat customer out of that guy. That's how that needs to be leveraged.
So this is more than you need to know, but when my dad died, mm-hmm. I got a hat from him that he'd had for probably 15 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think dad died 11, 12 years ago, whatever it is. I've worn it twice, and it's in my closet. Because I just, and I don't look bad in it, mm-hmm. but I put it on and I go out of the house and I'm like, oh no. And I turn around and go back in.
And then there's, for every person like you, we've met 5 or 10 who have that exact same story
yeah.
and do wear that hat every day
wow.
and come to us and ask, I don't want to wear it to death because it's my dad's. Can I get a new one? And we have it.
Huh.
We have it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to show you.
I was just going to say, I have to try on some of those hats mm-hmm. now. All right, so mm-hmm. let's give that away.
Knock yourself out.
Well, I don't even know. All right, so we'll go with the cowboy hat first, right?
Yeah.
Now,
it's
what is this that I have?
Beautiful color. Check it out.
Wow. All right, so it's a sort of a dark grayish,
mm-hmm.
wide brim.
Mm-hmm. It's a little fancy because it's got silver fittings on the...
silver little belt buckle
thing. On the band.
I'm going to sound really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know what's on... Forward or backward?
The little bow goes on the back.
All
yeah.
Right, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We drop hints everywhere.
All right. Well, thank God.
Yes,
brim goes up or brim goes down?
To your taste.
Really?
Yeah. It's called a snap.
Fundamentally, it's all to my taste, right?
Absolutely.
I like this color and I like the look.
Wonderful. And the cool thing is we have hipsters and rock stars wearing them, and they look great in that too.
Yeah, but see, you can be a hipster and a rock star and get away with it. You can't be like me, average Joe.
Wish I can.
That's the catch.
Yes, you can.
Well, and it's all the mental.
You're challenging me on everything that I just said. And it's like, is this a?
I'm not trying to challenge you.
It's a daily challenge.
I'm your potential market.
Exactly.
Right? Because I would really love. I mean, if you know, I would love to be able to have the flair and the.
You do. It's not your responsibility to find the flair. It's our responsibility to propose the hat,
and then to be able to have the panache to say, you know what, I like this hat, even if everybody else doesn't.
You don't think about everybody. You don't address the void. You don't address the negative. You enhance the positive.
Well, I will say this. I will at least keep an open mind. How about that?
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not about how do I look. How do I look? You'll know.
All right.
There is a hat for every head.
Who designs your hats? I mean,
it's collaborative, but. The nuts and bolts designer is located at the factory. It's very hands-on.
And he or she sits there and says, well, I'm going to make the brim this wide and the crown this high.
Yeah,
and the
really? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot, you know. And once again, I'm gonna throw a random parallel out there. Let's say sunglasses and eyewear. Another thing that goes
on
your face.
Right.
It's a matter of eighths of inches and millimeters makes the total difference. You know, everything that you're talking about. Now, I'm not a hat guy. I look like a this. I look like a that. A quarter inch makes a difference in these minutiae. And the designers are very rare. You know, whether it's trend or just the idea of flattering every face type, every attitude, they're experts on it.
I was talking to Alan Mulally once when he was the CEO of Ford, and we had a conversation about the manufacturing process. And I asked him, you know, who decides where the taillights go, what shape they are, and this and that? I mean, who has the final sign off? And he said, me. Who decides what Stetson hats look like in the final analysis?
It's not one person. Hmm. It's not one person. It's a consensus. Majority in the production and manufacturing end, because you know they are very, very hands-on, but that's also our job. There's a reason why we're in New York.
Right.
There's a reason why the people who staff this office are of the background that we are. It's because we need to not follow but lead, and that's where the idea of a viable, powerful, relevant company has to have is, you know, knowing what people want, will covet as an object of desire, maybe even before they do. So it's a group effort for sure.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.